Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help leaders achieve a calm mindset. So I am super excited to introduce Aidan Eyob. Now, Aidan is a clinical neuroscientist and author of the upcoming book, The Book on Mind Training, The Secret for Positive Living. She's also the founder and CEO of Mind Medication, a fusion of neuroscience psychology and spirituality-based mindset coaching that helps you uncover your why, unlock your potential, and free any limiting beliefs so you can achieve your impossible desires. Now, in addition to being an author and a coach, Aidan is also a highly sought-after speaker, sharing her wisdom and methodologies to countless audiences. Well, welcome, Aidan. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here and in your presence.
Thank you. And, you know, I just love how you've combined science with spirituality into a methodology that really helps people reach their big, exciting desires. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, I'm really excited to share this with you and this passion that I've had from such a really young age and really bringing calmness and clarity and really how to tap into that inner guidance that we have. So I'm really excited to share with you.
Yeah, it sounds like you're doing really impactful work. I love that. So Aidan, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Yeah, so it really is divine intervention to really sum it up. But what happened, you know, I was in the pharmaceutical industry. I graduated with clinical neuroscience, psychology, and I went down the clinical research path in pharmaceuticals. But there was something that was missing. They felt a bit empty. So I was feeling uncomfortable, but also too comfortable in my materialistic possessions. And it was about 3 years ago when I had my revelation. I recall it was January 28, 2017, about 1 month before my 30th birthday. I was sleeping and I just woke up in a jolt. I felt this life force energy just telling me now's the time. And I recall just saying, I need a business. This is one way I can really shift past my comfort and really achieve my desires. I mean, since I was 6 years old, I've always wanted to be my boss, but my grandma was like, maybe you should be a six-year-old. And I just remember telling her, I'm going to do it. Don't you worry. I'm going to show you. And that just really culminated together. And in that, you know, that 3 years ago, I just made that decision that this is the way I'm going to achieve my desires as well. And since then, you know, thanks to divine revelation, but also being able to share my knowledge, I've been able to really form this business and collaborating with other people to also understand how to make my medication as impactful as possible.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I just got chills when you said January 28th, 2017, I got this message, this big message in the middle of the night. And that is powerful. I love that. And ever since you were 6 years old, you knew that your destiny was to own your own business. So even though you took this very collegiate academic path and were deep into the sciences and sounds like on a path to being within the medical industry, you took this tangent following this inspiration. I love that.
Thank you. Yes, it was definitely a risky endeavor, I must admit. But, you know, since I was six, I've had this calling. I've wanted to be also like create my own mental health center. And I just realized that this was one vehicle in that I can make this impossible desire come to fruition. So it was a very enlightening yet terrifying experience all in the same.
Yeah. Oh, I can only imagine how it would be a bit daunting or terrifying, like you said. Well, now you indicated that 2017, so 3 years ago, how long did it take you to actually start your coaching practice? And in the meantime, has your business mission or vision evolved during the recent years?
Yeah, so I actually implemented it very quickly. From that night that I had that vision, I woke up and started creating my Facebook business page and trying to figure out the business name. So it really happened very quickly. I spent about maybe 3 months of aggressive learning about the business world. But in that time, I was already securing clients, coaching clients. So it really did just take forward very quickly, partly because I was choosing to tap into that intuitive notion and listening to the guidance that I was being provided. In terms of my vision and mission, it hasn't so much changed that it expanded. So I knew that I was going to bring light and love to the world and to really break free of limiting beliefs. But I think I thought initially that was going to look like just purely from a coaching or professional speaking endeavor. But in the process, I found myself also writing. And now I have a book that's coming out at the end of this year. And that has also been another avenue in which I've been able to share my gift. So the book on mind training, The Secret for Positive Living, is again a collection of my expertise and the wisdom I've been given to really bring that clinical and spiritual application to mindset management. So it's really just taking on a whole new vision in that there are other services and modalities that I also have that really feed into my medication. And so it's just expanded rather than changed my vision.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. So the original vision was to bring light and love to the world and break through limiting beliefs, to help others break through limiting beliefs when you said that, or were you reflecting on yourself, others?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to get that clear. So yeah, that was the original vision. And it's just been a matter of kind of filling in the pieces and putting down the more granular steps. So that's fantastic. Well, have there been any big roadblocks that you've had to overcome along the way besides this 3 months of aggressive training to get the skills to actually build a business versus provide this clinical work?
Oh, absolutely. I believe that entrepreneurial journey is just lined with lovely roadblocks and perceived limitations.
Okay, just checking. I thought maybe that you had this golden pathway that was
not at all.
Not at all.
One thing I would say is that, you know, I've had a very colorful life. I've had a lot of obstacles to overcome. So resilience is something in my DNA now. And so I think what the entrepreneurial journey did was really just push me to the next level, really expand my growth and comfort zone. I think some of the key things in terms of limitations to overcome was actually my tribe. So changing my tribe to fit my vision and mission. From that time when I realized I needed a business, I also came to that harrowing realization that the people that I was surrounding myself with had to go because they were not in line with where I was going. Some were just stagnant and they were bringing me along with it. And so I had to really make a quick decision to make my tribe green. And what I mean by that is if that individual isn't at my level or above, they had to go because that frequency and energy was no longer viable for me to continue interacting with them. And so people who were red, who were negative naysayers, they had to go. And also the ones who were amber, who were neutral, it may sound safe, but really what that was doing for my desires and growth was actually keeping it sort of slow on the slow path. And so I really had to make a very difficult decision in really removing certain people who are my family members, even relationships. And so that was a challenge in and of itself. Wow. And another one I would say is also financial blocks. The startup costs are not fun. And I only had very limited capital. I had just my savings and a credit card. And I knew earlier on, being a strategic thinker, that I didn't want to spend all of my startup costs on using my credit card. So I started to think of ways in which I could leverage my skills as a form of capital. So I used to live in London, actually, in this place called The Collective, which is a co-living, co-working space. Mm-hmm. And one of the services that they had was a skills exchange. So I collaborated with an individual there and we did a skills exchange. So my website, my logo, my coaching programs, I got in exchange for my mindset coaching and consulting skill set. So I learned earlier on where to leverage other skills or time or resources where money was not going to be the common modality.
Right.
Yeah. So there's definitely been some challenges. I've also had, you know, authority challenges. I, from a young age, been told I think too big, I'm too ambitious, I should dim my light. And that, you know, some came from family members and friends and in a loving manner. But I think it was also a challenge to really break through and tell myself that I am not these labels that I've been ascribed, that I do have this DNA of being great. And it's up to me to listen to who I am rather than what the noise of these authority figures are telling me to do. But also it's just also a case of self-sabotage, and that I believed that. And so I was limiting my growth as well, and also employing that poverty mindset just because I was in an environment where a lot of my loved ones believed that money was evil if you own too much of it. And so I believed into that as well. Mm-hmm. And so I think the entrepreneurial journey really pushed me to break through that limiting belief and look at money from an angle that it's a vehicle for me to achieve my desires rather than this limiting block, and that having too much of it is a sin. Like, so there was definitely some challenges to overcome.
Yeah. Boy, I guess. Yeah. I've been like taking notes like crazy here. Goodness, Aiden, not only just the people that were in their mind trying to help and keep you safe were actually working against the bigger part of you that wants to bloom and make a huge difference. And so just breaking through that, well, I acknowledge and trust in my relationship with this person and honor them, but and that takes a lot of courage, right, to go against that ingrained message that has come from such an early age of playing smaller or money is negative or that kind of thing. So boy, you have had to overcome a lot, and obviously having the courage to just honor your own vision is what I'm hearing, regardless of what other people are saying. You have really settled into the fact that, no, I have a lot more to say and contribute and bring to the world. So, man, I just love that. That is just really inspirational. Yeah, well, obviously, you know, you're a highly trained expert in neuroscience, and you fully understand this interconnection of bringing the psychology and the spirituality into the whole holistic approach, which is, in my mind, just mind-boggling. You know, like, how does all that happen? But I'm just curious here, Aiden, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business, since we were just talking about money issues and just some of these limiting beliefs? Do you have any challenges or frustrations with the important part of being in that client enrollment or sales role of your business?
Yeah, absolutely. I must admit, it is definitely a challenging process. And I think for me, that's because I know my worth. I do have a lot of knowledge and wisdom to share. I've spent a significant amount of time in acquiring this. And I think the challenge for me was really about making sure I get paid my worth. So for me, in that enrollment process, it's really two things. One is identifying earlier on if there are really high level or low level clients, even before the discovery call, if possible.
Right.
And the second is really being able to close the sale with the desired amount that I know I'm able to acquire versus having to really negotiate things down, because then it's really a fair win-win situation.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You're not alone in either one of those challenges. First and foremost, attracting the type of potential client or your ideal client is a huge stumbling block for a lot of entrepreneurs and coaches, because at first the idea is, I just want business, you know, just give me business, anybody. And then after a while you realize, this is really exhausting. It's almost like trying to pull a whale up into a boat or something. This is just like, there has to be an easier way. And there is, definitely. And then the other aspect of standing firmly in the value that you are the word deserving comes to my mind, but the value that it correlates with the outcomes you're delivering is another key area that people have a lot of challenges with. You know, I'd be happy to provide you with a little on-the-spot coaching here to at least solve one of these, trying to figure out which one, but would you like a technique or two to assist you with either?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Do you have a preference here in terms of whether attracting your ideal client that has that value awareness, or is it?
Yeah, I think the value awareness, because that will really set off the cascade and be able to close easier if I know they're there, that my ideal client. So that would really be valuable.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's dive into that here real quickly. So one of the things that is an interesting analogy that I kind of gleaned from my son, who is a fly fishing guide. He's a professional fly fishing guide. You know, I said, what's your magic here? How are you always getting your clients on these huge fish when so many other guides are either not getting their clients on fish, or the, you know, it's small ones or not these consistently big fish? And he said, oh, Mom, it's super easy. All you have to do is know the river, go to the right place where those fish are already hanging out, and put in front of them exactly what they're hungry for.
Wow.
And it's like, huh, you know, that's really good advice. And so I took that, and it really applies to the client attraction process and really understanding, you know, first and foremost, you have to profile. I suggest to my clients to, let's just brainstorm. Who is your ideal client? Really, what are they all about? What makes them tick? What is going on in their head in terms of their top of mind challenges, their real life desires? What they feel is realistic, what they feel is holding them back, where they'd like to be, what are some of the things they fear the most, you know, the top of mind, and how do they say those things? Not when they're maybe writing an email or, you know, talking in a professional context, but when they're talking to a trusted friend, you know, what's the language that they use? And so when you craft either an ad or, you know, a lead magnet, or you put a title to a talk that you're going to give in a way that really resonates with those people and filters out the others. And you can be very black and white, because again, you want your net to be, you know, very focused so that you're only getting those kinds of fish, if you will, if you go with that analogy. And so if you just really understand, well, how are these people different from the other potential clients that, you know, would be difficult to work with and not really get the full value of what I'm offering? And so if you really get clear on your messaging and put that at the front of the line in your sales strategy or your lead generation system, your headlines, just whatever captures the attention first, and then you build it out well with maybe specifics. Like if you, and then you start listing, do these things, you know, are these your top desires? Are you a person who da, da, da? And then you go a little bit more specific. And so it just really comes down to completely identifying with your ideal client, having that clear, concise message that resonates clearly with them and makes the others who really aren't go-getters, who aren't ready for change, who aren't sick and tired of where they're at, it makes those other people not step up and not grab your download, not grab your session, not lean into your free talk. You know, like, that doesn't sound like me.
That's amazing.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing this nugget of wisdom. I will definitely take this on board.
Oh, good. Good. That's great. Well, I'm glad. I hope I moved the needle there for you a little bit. So
absolutely.
And, you know, speaking of helping people step into their bigger desires here and raise their hand, I'm just curious, we've had this pandemic rocking our world now for what, 5 months?
Wow. Yes.
Huge impact on people's big visions, their desires, their goals, their aspirations. Has this had any impact on the work that you do and how you're doing your work?
Yes, I think for me, so I started the business in London back in 2017, and I made a decision to move to Los Angeles about a year ago. So this time it would be 1 year. And so for me, I was already in a state of transition. And so what COVID really did was extend that transitionary period. Wow. But one of the things that I had in mind for my medication was also to be more available virtually as well. But because, you know, in coaching, at least the clients that I had in London, I was doing a lot of one-to-one in person. And right. so with COVID, that really changed the game, and that everything became virtual, and it became very acceptable to have a coaching or consulting session just through Zoom. And so right. I think for me, it's really helped me in being able to also have time, because that's my love language. So I'm able to give more because I am able to be home and not be going out here and there for coaching or client meetings. Having said that, I think the downside is that there's certain things such as neuro-linguistic programming techniques that I do that really do well when done in person, face to face. But that's not to say that it can't be done. It just has, I just have to think a little bit more creatively. So I think for me, I have sort of a grateful attitude towards COVID, putting aside, you know, the pandemic in itself right. and the health crisis. Yes. I think from a business perspective, it's certainly helped me to be more focused, but also to have a more global clientele basis. I obviously started, like I said, in London. So I was working in London, and now I have a US client base. But now, just because of how everything is really happening virtually, I'm getting clients from different parts of the world as well. So yes. it's really working with my vision, but I'm keeping in mind that, you know, at some point when we get back to that where we can meet in person, that will still be something I'll develop and make sure it's part of the fabric of my medication, because it is very important to meet in person and engage.
Oh, that's great. And that I realized when you said that is part of your original inspiration, vision, light and love to the world. So absolutely. And that's the only way you can really do that is through the virtual platform. So that's great.
Absolutely.
How that all yeah. kind of folded in together. Well, I'm curious here, Aiden, how do you work with people who really want to blow past their barriers, you know, tap into their full potential and reach those exciting life desires? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Yes, of course. So throughout my own journey, one of the things I realized is the value of having a calm mindset, because when we're calm, we're able to think from the executive brain, which is our thinking brain, our rational brain, rather than the monkey brain or the amygdala, which is our primitive brain. And so throughout my own journey, I developed this framework that I call the calm mindset system. So it's a bespoke system that really is designed to uncover your divine gifts and bring them to fruition. And it's comprised of four quadrants, which is clarity, accountability of goals, love, and motivation. So I use this framework in all my services, but I back it with mindset tools that I develop, again, being a bespoke service, to really help the individual to break free. And one of the ways I do that is by creating really powerful morning and night routines for my clients that really help them to get onto that frequency of alpha and theta for creativity and relaxation, but also by being calm and having that calm mindset, my clients are then able to really be creative, confident, productive, and really achieve their desires in the path of least resistance.
That's great. Yeah, boy, it sounds really dynamic, and that you've integrated so many different elements. It sounds powerful. All encompassing, the clarity, accountability, love, and motivation, all combined with just creating this calm mindset that taps into that ability to really, like you said, attain these huge, huge desires. So that's fantastic. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm actually offering a discovery call, and you can do that through my website, which is mind-medication.com. And for those who are also interested in pre-ordering the book, which is also now available, that could be done through the website. And for those who just want to, you know, connect with me on social media, you can find me on Instagram on Mind Medication and LinkedIn Mind Medication Aiden Eyob. So that is some of the ways you can reach out to me.
Okay, great. So that's mind-medication.com, correct?
Absolutely. Website. Yes.
And then you're also on Instagram
at mind medication.
Mind Medication. And then LinkedIn, what is the handle on LinkedIn?
Yes. If you put Mind Medication, it will show up. And obviously my name might come with it, which is Aiden Eyob. So that will be my LinkedIn profile.
Okay, perfect. What do you accomplish in that discovery session? Do you dive in deep and just find out what the limiting barriers are, or?
Yeah, really, the discovery call is just that, is to really understand what that is, what is the why. So we don't go into too much depth, but what we do is cover just the initial, what is that limiting belief? And if the individual is then ready and eager to really push those boundaries, then that's when we can agree to the type of coaching that would be beneficial, because everything I do is bespoke. So the discovery call is just to really understand that initial trigger.
Yeah, which is huge. To understand Absolutely. That initial trigger, there's a lot of value right there. So yeah, so that sounds like a great call to take advantage of. So they can find that link or to schedule that on your website, mind-medication.com, right?
Yes. So if they go under contact list, there will be a pop-up with my scheduler, my Calendarly, and they can just book in a discovery call. So it's all integrated on the website.
Okay, great. Easy enough. All right. Fantastic. Well, Aiden, you have already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here in just learning about your journey and what you've gone through and how you've brought your vision and passion forward. But if I could just tap on you one last time here during our interview. Now, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Yeah. Oh boy. So I think the best thing I would really say is that understand that fear, doubt, denial, this is our essentially ego and overdrive. And the formula to really apply is to think about it in a form of thoughts plus emotions equals behavior. So as an entrepreneur, if you're feeling frustrated about your startup, instead of trying to change the behavior, I'd highly encourage you to go to the root source, which is the thoughts. So think about what are the words that you've allowed into your subconscious mind, your conscious mind, to program that channeling of negative emotions, which is playing out that behavior. And so it's really about looking at your language patterns. What are you saying to yourself? But also just really surrender. Be comfortable to say, I surrender the need to be fearful because I am fearless. Or I surrender the need to be doubting myself because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So change the language pattern, change the word you use, because that will manifest into the reality. And so if it's not working for you, go to the thought process, because that's where it all starts. Mm.
Wow. You're obviously an expert at this. Yeah, there's no doubt.
Thank you.
And I could tell this was just the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg. So, wow, that was great. I love that. That is fantastic. I'm so glad this is recorded, because I'm going to go back and listen to that several times. I couldn't write fast enough, Aiden. That was fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Powerful, powerful. So, well, Aiden, it has just been so great hearing about your journey from your early career in the pharmaceuticals to how you got that vision, that wake-up call, really, in the middle of the night, January 28th, 2017, and just started this journey to this impactful work that you're now doing, combining neuroscience psychology with spirituality-based mindset coaching in order to help people really achieve their big desires, those things that they never really thought were possible for them. So I have really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so grateful for the nugget of wisdom you've taught me as well. And I'm so humbled to have been a guest here. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And again, for listeners, you can reach Aiden Eob at mind-medication.com or find her on Instagram or LinkedIn under Mind Medication. All right, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So, are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right, well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Aiden Eob. And as always, here's to your success.